Now, as first reported by this week's Justin McCarthy earlier this month, the Road Safety Authority warned that its current funding model is not sustainable and asked government to allow it to increase fees charged for driving tests and NCTs or allocate it more money from the Exchequer. And on Thursday, the RSA was before the Public Accounts Committee to discuss its funding. At that session, PAC member and Fine Gael TD Ciarán Cannon raised what he said is a crucial conflict of interest, that the majority of RSA funding comes from income generated by cars and drivers, a model he described as fundamentally flawed. We'll hear from Ciarán Cannon shortly, but first, on Friday's News at 1, new Transport Minister James Lawless was asked about a potential conflict of interest for the RSA with regard to having a vested interest in having more vehicles on the road, and this is what he had to say.
I don't fully agree with that, because ultimately these are safety measures. These are measures to ensure that vehicles are fit for purpose, okay, that are safe and trustworthy on the road. So that's actually completely in line with the mission of the Road Safety Authority. So look at it, where there's points raised, where there's something we can do to take that away and improve it, all for doing that. But I think that fair particular enough criticism, I wouldn't share it.
James Lawless speaking there. Now, for more, we are joined from our Galway studio by member of the Public Accounts Committee and Fine Gael TD for Galway East, Ciarán Cannon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Angus.
You just heard from James Lawless there, responding to what you had said at PAC on Thursday. What's your response?
Yes, the driver licensing and road testing element of the RSA is a contributor to road safety. There's no denying that whatsoever. But it's a function and a process that's easily outsourced, has been outsourced in the main to private entities. And it is a distraction for the Road Safety Authority, whose sole function and remit should be enhancing road safety on our roads, to have to administer and oversee oftentimes the very, very complicated aspects of those two systems that could easily be outsourced, so that the Road Safety Authority can focus solely on the research, on the work, on the ambition required to make our roads safer. And at the point I made is very simple, Angus. The more cars we have on our roads, the more dangerous our roads become. That's an incontrovertible fact and acknowledged by the RSA. The more cars we have on our roads, the more money flows into the coffers of the RSA. That's also a fact. Now, that's the very definition of a conflict of interest. This, our Road Safety Authority has a huge reliance on cars and the income flowing from cars. And that is creating, I would argue, a culture of subservience to cars, putting cars at the centre of their decision making. And I think it's reflected in their annual spend. If you bear in mind that the total annual budget available to the RSA is about 100 million euro, I find it deeply worrying that out of every 1,000 euro spent by the RSA, less than 100 euro is spent on education and awareness, and less than 5 euro is spent on research. So there's an urgent need, and that's the reason they were in front of the Public Accounts Committee last Thursday, to ensure that when public money is being spent on road safety, it's focused on the most effective road safety measures. And I would argue that currently isn't the case.
And Ciarán Cannon, if there wasn't a funding issue with the RSA, would you still think there's a conflict of interest that they do have responsibility for the NCT and the driving test as well? Or would it not be as much of an issue given that funding wouldn't come into it?
I think, and look, there's a review underway at the moment, quite rightly. I mean, the RSA is now a 20-year-old organisation. I would argue it's employing 20-year-old thinking. And I would have equally argued in the last year or so, we need now urgently to look at the development of a road safety commission. Because the RSA, I'll be frank, the people within the RSA, I would argue, are doing the very best they can within the framework and the confines available to them. But when it comes to making our roads safer, you're looking at An Garda Síochána, you're looking at two government departments, Transport Infrastructure Ireland, the National Transport Authority, and every single local authority in this country has a role to play. And when everyone is responsible, no one is responsible. Mm-hmm. So what's needed is one individual, one office, one entity with the legislative power and the resources to pull all of these functions together and to speak authoritatively and unsullied, to question, to robustly question the performance of us as politicians, the Gardaí, the TII, the NTA and our local authorities when it comes to delivering what is ultimately our ambition, Vision Zero, zero deaths on our roads, zero serious injuries on our roads by 2050.
Indeed.
And as the RSA is currently constituted, it cannot fulfil that function, I would argue.
Speaking at the Public Accounts Committee, the RSA said that roads are unsafe largely because of a deterioration in driving behaviour. More enforcement is surely a big part of the solution here. Improving enforcement is in the gift of the government. Fine Gael, your party colleagues are in government. Are you lobbying them on this?
I most certainly am. And, you know, not long after his election as Taoiseach, Simon Harris sat down with the Gardaí, with the Ministerial Committee on Road Safety, with the RSA, within a couple of weeks of him being elected, to make the point that there needs to be an urgent re-examination of how exactly we make our roads safer in this country. And one element of that was sought from the Gardaí and enhanced and increased road safety enforcement.
And how about funding then for the Road Safety Authority? The chair of the organisation, Liz O'Donnell, has called for direct funding from the Exchequer. Again, your party's in government. What will they do about the funding problems the RSA highlights to improve road safety?
The RSA, and in the engagement that the RSA has had, in particularly with the most recent minister, Jack Chambers, he made the case that the RSA is adequately funded for the work that it does. And again, bearing in mind, Angus, that, as I pointed out earlier on, the vast majority of the resources available within the RSA are not spent on measures and the research and the policy making that's required around. They're spent on administering driving license and road testing administrative
but
processes.
But Kieran Cannon, if you took the funding that they get from NCTs and driving tests away from the RSA, how do you make up that shortfall to get rid of this conflict of interest?
Well, as I said earlier on, I think we really need to look at the appointment of the creation of this Road Safety Commission. In fact, Liz O'Donnell, speaking to Claire Byrne a few weeks ago, said there is some merit in the suggestion of the establishment of a Road Safety Commissioner. And she said, and I'm quoting here, it would be better if we had more powers to bring all the actors in the road safety space together onto one page and with the resources to do exactly that. That's what I'm arguing, Angus, that we need to completely separate the Road Safety Authority from all of these other functions and resource them adequately to carry out the kind of in-depth research that's required to allow us to work towards that Vision Zero, because we are right now, we are way off target in terms of achieving that by 2050.
And maybe once the findings of that independent review of the RSA are published at some stage this summer, we can advance this debate. For the moment, from our Galway studio, Public Accounts Committee member and Fine Gael TD for Galway's Kieran Cannon, thanks for joining us on the programme. We should also note that we did also look for the RSA to speak with us today, but there was no spokesperson available. Now, after the break, we'll be in the UK, where it's the final weekend of campaigning ahead of the general election.